When I was growing up, our family was tight-knit. It was a family of many generations. I was the youngest of them all. Whenever we would meet as a large family, the Neals, it would be me, the littlest, and the youngest. The oldest was my great-aunt Lucy, whom we all called a strange name. We called her Aunt Witchy. Now, how did we get the name Witchy? Witchy was what my grandfather called his older sister when he was a little squirt. There she is on the screen. He couldn't get Lucy out. It would come out Uchi. And so he ended up calling her Witchy. And over the years, everybody called her Aunt Witchy or Witchy. She had no grandkids. She had no great-grandkids. She had no children of her own. So all of us, all of the nieces and nephews and great-nieces and great-nephews and great-great-nieces and great-great-nephews, we were all her children, and we all called her Aunt Witchy or Mama Witchy at times. She lived in Minden, Louisiana. She and her husband, for years and years and years, ran the Minden Hotel. And it was sort of, it was an old estate house with three floors and these beautiful outside balconies that you could walk all the way around the house in. And in the middle, there was this staircase, majestic staircase. And on the midway landing, there was a shrine to Huey Long. And you either loved him or you hated him. She adored him. And she was an amazing woman, Aunt Witchy. She was a woman of strength, a woman of influence, a woman of business. But most importantly, she was a woman of love for her family and a woman of faith, a woman of deep faith. She was a prayer in our family. She was the prayer in our families. If you needed a prayer for anything, you would call Aunt Witchy, and she would pray for you. And if you were there, if you were in Minden, Louisiana, and you told her you needed a prayer, she'd sit there next to you, and she'd pray for you, and she'd reach out and touch you as she prayed for you. She'd adjust the wrinkles on your clothes and brush your hair as she would pray for you. She would care for you, and when she was done praying for you, you knew you had been prayed for. She had a hotline direct to God. She was amazing. And as a little child, I remember enjoying summers there, playing in her massive backyard, eating her fried chicken, and just enjoying being a child in her home. And she taught me, along with the monks in Cambridge, Massachusetts, my Aunt Witchy, as a child, my parents, as a child, she taught me the real, by experience, the real power of prayer. Aunt Witchy prayed for us. She prayed for the family. She prayed for the nation. She prayed for us all. She even said she prayed for Mr. Roosevelt at times when he was president. And she said, it was a struggle, but I did. I can remember flying off to Washington, D.C. for close-up when I was in high school, and I was nervous about flying. It was on my second time to get on an airplane, and I remember calling Aunt Witchy on the spur of the moment the day before flying. I told her, Aunt Witchy, I'm flying to Washington. Could you pray for me? And she said, for safe journeys or for surviving Washington? And I said, both. And so she prayed, and she prayed, and she pled the blood of Jesus over me, and she prayed for me that the Holy Spirit would guide the pilots, and she prayed for me that my time in Washington would be safe, and that I would learn and grow and come home safe and sound. And it was indeed blessed to know that she had prayed for me and that her prayers were for me. Because I found out the next day that my Aunt Witchy had gone to be with Jesus that night. She prayed for me. The saints pray for us. The saints in this life pray for us. My parents prayed for me. My grandparents prayed for me. My Aunt Witchy prayed for me. Mrs. Hill, who taught me in Sunday school when I was a child at Walnut Hill Methodist Church, she prayed for me. I've had church members pray for me repeatedly, again and again. I went to visit a church member who was dying of cancer. I remember sitting next to her while she was waiting for her chemotherapy infusion, and I remember praying for her. And when I finished, she said, "That was lovely, honey. Now let me pray for you." And she did. The saints pray for us. The saints in this life pray for us. And let us not confuse the reality that they are saints in this life. And sometimes we think that they have to be extra specially good. But in reality, they're just like us. The saints are us. Paul, in his first letter to the Corinthians, wrote, "To the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints." That word "called to be," that little phrase, "called to be," is a little, something of a poor translation. Most English Bibles render it as "called to be saints." But if you look in your King James, you'll see that the words "to be" are in italics. That means they've been added by the translators to help communicate the idea that they think is in play here. In reality, the Greek original simply says, "called saints." Well, Greg, those Corinthian Christians, they were a motley bunch. They had sinners amongst them. They didn't always do what they were supposed to do. In fact, they got into trouble. They had factions and fights. And just like any other church that ever existed, they disagreed with each other. Yes, that's true. And just like every other church, they are called saints. Well, they don't act like it. Well, no. My Aunt Witchy, during the Second World War, she was awfully old for it, but she went anyway. She was a WAC. And she would get into trouble serving her country as a WAC. And I heard stories about her. I saw pictures of her. And thought to myself, that's not my Aunt Witchy. Yes, it is. A woman of great faith, a woman of great prayer, she was human too. She was imperfect because, however, she rested on the perfection of Christ. Christ made her perfect in love. And yes, she was and is a saint. We are surrounded by saints, saints here in our midst. Saints whom we love and respect and talk with. Sometimes saints that we love, but we would rather spend less time around them, maybe. Saints, individuals that we care for, individuals that we don't. We're all called saints. Well, not me, Greg. And certainly not you. Well, yeah, I like to think no, probably not. But yes. John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, believed in the communion of the saints. That all those who lived here, even though they were not very saintly, they were called saints, and in glory everlasting, they are saints. And he believed that they prayed for us here and over there, for he did not believe that prayer ended with death. But in fact, being closer to Christ and with Christ in glory everlasting emphasizes and amplifies the prayer. And I like to think the same thing. My Aunt Witchy, at the throne of grace, in worship of Christ, still prays for me. The saints, imperfect though we are, the saints, when we go on, still pray for us. Paul wrote in the passage for today, "To this end, we always pray for you, asking that our God will make you worthy of his call and will fulfill by his power every good resolve and work of faith. No, notice it's not that you will perform by your power and your abilities. No, by His power, every good resolve and work of faith. It's not us. It's Christ working in us, living through us, being in us by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is Christ who makes us saints. It's Christ who makes them. In the communion of the saints, in that cloud of witnesses, saints. It's Christ and their love for Christ and Christ's love for them that makes them who've gone on before us in the last year, saints, and for all of those who've gone in all the years before, saints. And they pray for us. As we have prayed for them, they pray for us. May we today, as we remember those who've gone before us in the past year, may we today, as we give thanks to God for all of those who've passed on into glory ahead of us, may we truly give thanks to God in prayer for them as they have prayed and are praying for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And may God's people say, amen. In your